Today is Monday, October 17th, and you're listening to The Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and The Morning Announcements is your daily 5-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. This episode is brought to you by Uncommon Goods. If you're on a mission to be the best gift giver ever this holiday season, Uncommon Goods makes it easy to find remarkable and truly original gifts for everyone. We're starting this week with international news, with a deeply concerning story out of Iran. On Saturday evening, 4 people were killed and 61 injured following a major fire at the notorious Evin prison in Tehran, which is known for housing political prisoners, journalists, and dissidents. And as you can assume, it's been quite full of those people following the recent weeks of anti-government protests. So far, hundreds of protesters have been sent there, though Iran state media has claimed that the fire is unrelated to the protests. Right, totally. And Tony Soprano didn't burn down Vesuvius for the insurance payment. Now back to the U.S. for some midterm election updates in key states, starting with Georgia. Current Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock debated his Republican opponent Herschel Walker on Saturday night, which can only be described as interesting. Pundits are saying that Herschel Walker outperformed expectations, which he was able to do even though he literally whipped out a fake sheriff's badge to prove that he used to work for the FBI and the police department. I suppose no one on his team remembered to let him know that jobs from playing The Sims don't count here. Next, regarding the governor's race in Arizona, Republican candidate Carrie Lake refused to say in a CNN interview this weekend whether she would accept the results of her election if she loses. She's also one of the 300 2020 election deniers that's running in November and is currently tied with Democratic candidate for governor Katie Hobbs. So Arizona, if you're listening. Our final few stories today will land us in Man Baby Corner. First, let's do the obvious one. As we well know, especially if you listen to the first episode of Extra Extra, Trump's business, the Trump Organization, is under both criminal and civil investigation in New York State. New reporting reveals that the day that the most recent lawsuit was filed in September, Trump moved all of his business assets into another company. I definitely thought this was a joke, but the name of the company is Trump Organization 2. In response, Attorney General Letitia James filed a new motion asking a Manhattan judge to bar the assets from being transferred in order to thwart Trump's attempt to dodge paying potentially $250 million in penalties. This all really sounds like he thought he could try to put a fake nose and glasses disguise on his business. Now on to man baby number two. According to new reporting, Elon Musk is being investigated by federal authorities in regard to his conduct in the course of the Twitter acquisition. This information was revealed in a court filing by Twitter, though it's not clear exactly which agency is investigating or which actions specifically they're investigating. But it merely said that authorities are looking into Musk's conduct and mentioned that his legal team failed to produce draft communications with the SEC and a slide presentation to the FTC. So, like, they didn't hand in some very high-level book reports, it sounds like. One does have to wonder if it has something to do with Elon's recent pronouncements on certain foreign policy issues, which are sparking increased national security concerns surrounding his takeover of Twitter. In the dozen or so days since his text messages were dispersed and he responded by agreeing to buy Twitter, he has proposed the following: ending the Russian invasion of Ukraine by letting Russia just keep the territory that they invaded, letting China take control of Taiwan, and asking the Pentagon to take over funding for his communication service Starlink in Ukraine, which he has significantly bragged about. This came shortly after reporting that he's been speaking with Vladimir Putin before tweeting that Ukraine should let Russia have Crimea, which it took by force in 2014. What is it that these men cannot resist about Putin? I literally can't think of anything. Let me know if you have something. Thank you for listening to The Morning Announcements, and thanks to our partner, Uncommon Goods. Uncommon Goods wants your holiday season to be stress-free, so check out their selection of thousands of items today. From art and jewelry to kitchen, home, and bar, Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, and they're not the same lackluster gifts you could find just anywhere. I just moved and there are so many furniture brands out there, but Uncommon Goods has really unique and fun items that stand apart from what you see on most sites. So if anyone wants to get me a housewarming gift, get it from Uncommon Goods. I did just buy an entertainment tray that looks sort of like an artist palette, and I just think that it is really fun. And of course, we have an offer for you. So you can get 15% off your next gift. Go to uncommongoods.com/morning. That's uncommongoods.com/morning for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we are all out of the ordinary. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.